I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, this Jussie Smollett thing is going to be very interesting. Some of the Vox is reporting that Joe Maggots, the top deputy for Cook County State Attorney's Office, Attorney Kim Fox actually suggested the charges were dropped as part of a deal with Smollett. Maggots told New York Times reporter Julie Bosman, "We didn't exonerate him." Maggots added that he didn't see problems with the police investigation, but instead officials agreed to drop the case as long as Smollett did community service and forfeited his bond to the city. Here's the thing. We work to prioritize violent crime and the drivers of violent crime. Maggot said, public safety is our number one priority. I don't see Jussie Smollett as a threat to public safety. Smollett's lawyers denied that a deal was struck with the prosecutors. And a story goes on recounting about the brothers that were interviewed, were seen on the video, and so forth, were brought in, although there was not any video of the actual assault. So this is this story is going to continue to reveal itself, and obviously there was a lot of hoopla around this because there was the MAGA hat or MAGA country, comment that was made as it relates to this, and obviously it became divisive, and Republicans talking about being indicative of folks trying to sensationalize this issue and try to create more of a hate situation that in many cases that already exists in this country and for his own personal benefit. But this is really weird, and especially as our news report indicated that the state attorney general's office just a couple of weeks ago up the ante with Jussie Smollett and increase the charges. And all of a sudden, there's been this huge change of heart as to the message that they're sending as it relates to folks making up the story and moving forward. And now we still have two different stories being told, one by the prosecution, one by Jussie Smollett and his defense team, and this is going to be a continuing saga. Not too much different than what's going on with the Mueller report. I mean, it sounds like the Mueller report all over again. I mean, we have all of the facts that's been revealed by the police department. The mayor went out there. The state attorney general's office went out there. They talked about all the overwhelming evidence just recently. They upped the ante. They charged him with more charges, the whole nine yards. It's all presented. It's all out in the open. And all of a sudden, boom, this. Same thing with this report. They built it up. It was no doubt there was collusion. We had this collusion delusion. It was definitely done. And now, when the report comes out, now there's been a retooling, a reengineering, a redefining of what we have been saying for the last 2 years. What we really meant was that the standard that we need to hold the president to is different. It's not a criminal standard. It's a political accountability standard. That's what this is all about. It's not about criminality. His conduct, it's not about a criminal conduct standard. That's never what we really desired. It's about a political accountability standard. It is Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. I don't know about y'all, But I'm not sure who drives me crazy more, Mazie Hirono or AOC. I mean, they got a, you know, that Copeland raced on the screen in the dome during the Saints game. That's kind of these two, and I need to figure out who the third one's going to be. You know, and she's trying to talk around the collusion thing. She goes, well, you know, the collusion thing, you know, that was never really that important as it relates to this special prosecutor investigation, because we all know that the president had a cozy relationship with Putin. So it's all about his cozy relationship with Putin. So I guess now there's a cozy standard that is out there. And that's how we need to judge folks by. Look, I'm willing to admit that President Trump has made some silly statements at times in trying to defend himself against this investigation and where this thing was going, and him being bombarded from so many different angles about collusion. And I guess what really took it, you know, what really exemplified it for me, I should say, was when Richard Goodstein last night on Tucker Carlson says, and he was a former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton, that the best evidence of collusion was Manafort sharing top secret polling data with the Russians. Polling data with the Russians. There's no doubt that Manafort is a sleaze bucket in that he would do anything to let his whole life was he's a shill. His whole life was based on leveraging relationships. That's all he's ever done from day one. And the same thing with Rick Gates. That's what that firm did. They leveraged relationships. It was a smoke and mirrors routine every day. I said this before. A lot of people have taken me to task. President Trump ended up with them because he was a second-tier candidate. Nobody ever thought he had a shot. So he ended up with second-tier advisors in many respects. He ended up with Corey Lewandowski. Did you see any of the first or the top tier candidates end up with any of these people as their consultants, political consultants? No. George Papadopoulos. What did he ever do in his life? Nothing. He was a second tier player. So you end up with these people, and this is what actually happened. But top secret polling data? That's where we've re-engineered the dialogue and the message to 2 days after the release of Bill Barr's summary on the Mueller investigation. We'll be right back. We want to hear from you, 260-1870 or text us at 870-870. This is Newell on WWL. We're back. We'll go to line one, talk to Jeffrey on the West Bank. What say you, Jeffrey?
Taking my call.
Thank you.
I think the situation with Smollett is basically he paid, you know, his attorneys and his people, they paid him off, and he's basically going to do community service, and it's going to be, they're going to roll on from there. That's basically what it is. But, you know, I think he has to pay for, well, he's going to pay the fine and pay for the police doing what they had to do. And that's it, you know. It's going to be washed away as a little small misdemeanor, you know.
Yeah, I don't understand, first, why they would seal the record and why they allow him to say that he did not broker a deal with the prosecution. I guess the mayor and the chief have spoken, because I'm getting texts that say that they have. I hadn't seen it on TV, but I guess they have. So it'd be interesting to see what they have said, because if they're talking about some sense of justice, there's not really a sense of justice if they're allowing him to continue to say, I did not broker a deal and I'm able to maintain my innocence and my record, and they null process the case, everything goes away. And you know, I just, my restitution to the community in Chicago is a $10,000, and whatever other community service that they agree that he would do.
I mean, they haven't came out and said, well, we found new evidence that finds him innocent. Have we? Have they come out and said that?
Well, they just
we know what happened.
They increased the number of charges just 2 weeks ago. Yeah. I think up to 16 charges. This is weird. I don't understand.
Chicago now. This is people forgetting. This is Chicago. Chicago is something like the old Louisiana like used to be. You know, people make deals behind closed doors. Chicago is one of the most political cities in America.
Yeah.
Political influence.
And look,
Chicago now.
At the end of the day, I kind of get a little bit of what they're saying about, you know, focusing on the violent crime and this, that, and otherwise. But I don't get that if he's in fact, and you have this overwhelming evidence, and this is if, so I don't know where this is all going. I don't get where you seal the record and you don't have the admission of guilt.
Power and influence.
Yeah.
He obviously have powerful people behind him.
Well, you know, this raises raises that ugly word without the descriptor, right? Privilege?
Yes. 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 Power, influence, money.
Yeah.
Is all tied up together.
This is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, you have the school scandal. You got this. I've got texts already trying to say that this is similar to the Robert Mueller outcome. I don't think so. I think Mueller was more.
Similar,
I think Mueller is independent. I think Mueller's independent. Mueller would indict his mother if he had a chance to. I don't see it that way. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that if Mueller had the evidence to indict the president, he would have crafted his report, and we don't know what it says just yet. He would have crafted a report in such a fashion that's what he would have dropped off, and we'll see.
If I understand it correct, he don't have the power to indict the president.
He doesn't have the power, but he can.
That's what I'm saying. Whether the president was found with his hand in a cookie jar or not.
Yeah, but he can craft a report.
His job was
to
give the evidence.
He could craft He could craft a report articulating just as you pointed out. Jeffrey, absolutely. Jeffrey, thanks so much for calling. Got to get to a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. It seems as though the chief was not too happy and the mayor in Chicago were not too happy. So we'll see what that's all about. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow for sure, I think. I think as that story begins to reveal itself, there's no doubt the media is going to be all over that story. And finding out what that's all about and what the state attorney general was thinking just 2 weeks after charging even more. And on the Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, did the Mueller report position President Trump for a second term? 81% of the respondents say yes. Scoots up next, and, he always has a good show, and I was hoping that he would get in here before he comes on. Obviously, he's still on crutches, and it gets a little bit more difficult for him to get up and down the hallways. But he's going to be talking about which is more important, political views or an intimate relationship. A survey shows that millennials say a date's political views are more important than sex. I don't know. Scoot, I don't know about that one. He's making his way in. I don't know that political views are more important than sex. He's laughing.
Oh my God.
He's really struggling.
I left my office.
He's got crutches flying all over the place.
I left my office at 10:15 and I just got here. Yeah, I mean, what about that?
And look, he's not lying. Our office is like clearly the other side of the building.
And the men's room is even further.
So what do we have coming? I don't know about that one. That's Scoot.
I don't know, you know, because, I mean, it might be somebody like, okay, let's say you hated Trump, and there was this really fine girl, and you go, I don't know, man, I don't think you're so bad.
My political position could be fluid.
Oh, my God. I know. So... Yeah, we'll talk about that. That should be fine. All charges against the Empire star, Jussie Smollett, have been dropped.
Right.
So there'll be a great conversation to have about that and prejudging people. And so we'll have a lot to talk about. But, yeah, we'll have fun talking about whether or not you agree with the millennials who say that political views are more important than sex.
All right. Scoot's up next. Going to be an interesting show. I apologize for literally crutches flying all over the studio. Stay with us. He'll have a great show. Thanks for your participation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.